Hello and welcome to a special edition of the In the Money Players podcast. This is our show for Sunday, June 2nd. Monmouth Park taking central stage with Naira off. They're going to be the main, maybe the only signal covered by America's Day at the Races. You can watch it there. You can watch it at your ADW, or you can turn up in person on the Jersey Shore and have an opportunity to win your way to the National Horse Players Championship. There's a qualifier, $300 in person only. The top two advance to the NHC. Brian Skirka does such a great job running the contest down there. It's going to be good vibes. A lot of people who are playing in the Pick Your Prize today, Saturday, I'm sure, will be sticking around for that one. One name you might just see on the leaderboard on Sunday is one of our resident experts when it comes to all things Monmouth. He's been spending his summer down there at the Jersey Shore, and we welcome back to the In the Money Airwaves, Double D, Darren DeLucia. Double, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Pistol Pete. How we doing, buddy?
Things are good. I'm excited for New Jersey getting to take a little bit more center stage this weekend with Naira off. And then, of course, next week we got the Belmont Stakes Festival up at Saratoga. Going to have a special show tomorrow previewing some of that. But what's your story? Are you sticking down at the Jersey Shore next weekend, or will you
stick down for the Jersey Shore? But maybe we'll make it to Saratoga for a couple of days to check out the little Belmont. We'll see how it goes.
Nice, nice. But everything's been good. You've been enjoying yourself down there. It's been an okay meet so far.
So far, it's good. You know, Monmouth, you know, now is going to get some exposure this weekend because no New York racing. So handle should be good. The racing's good. A lot of baby races, a couple stakes. So maybe we can get lucky and pick some winners, get the people back on board with us.
You've been doing particularly well on our shows when you talk about these baby races, combination of your paper handicapping and also some of the whispers you hear down there on the Jersey Shore. So the first race we're going to talk about for this Sunday show is race number two, the two-year-old maiden going 4.5. One horse that stood out to me in this spot, I haven't heard anything, but just pedigree-wise, I was intrigued by number four, What's Up, Brother. The Maximus Mischiefs have been doing well first out, and only one. There's been a bunch of winning siblings to this one. Hissa is the dam because she's by Buddha. I think there's a literature pun in there somewhere. But four of the six siblings have won. Only one won first out, but two of the others ran pretty decent figures. I think What's Up, Brother looked interesting. What's your interest in this race? Have you heard anything, or are you going more on the paper? The four, What's Up, Brother, that's a pure paper opinion for me.
That horse I thought had a shot. I mean, it has two works. You don't even know. I mean, 2/3 work. So I think Sweeney does a really good job. I heard a little bit. I mean, it's not a great thing, but both Delgado horses. I'm not sure who's the better one, but believe it or not, I'm going to lean towards the two, Nuclear Empire. If you look at this horse's last work, horse work 35-3, Breezing from the Gate, was the best of 25. I mean, it's by Yes We Can, by an Empire Maker Mare. I mean, anything in the race really wasn't, nobody paid a lot of money for any of these horses. I think the most anybody paid for was like $50,000 for the one. That would be my second choice. It's a Blame by Mega de Oro, same trainer, Jorge Delgado. I mean, he's got a lot of babies in for the weekend. I think the race goes through him. Your horse I would also throw in the mix, but I'm going to go 2-1-4, Nuclear Empire, wire to wire with Rendon.
Yeah, I think that pedigree, I don't know a lot about, Yes We Can. The horse, he's only had two sons or two progeny make it to the track so far. One for two so far with the first time starters for this Yes We Can. But it's one of these things where Paco showing up on Crazy Frazee makes me think that's the one. But the pedigree, I mean, Blame and Medaglia d'Oro, this horse wants to go a lot longer than 4.5. So I like your idea. Maybe they're getting a little cheeky there with putting the more famous jockey on the one that maybe is going to need this race. Maybe this two with the speedier looking pedigree has an opportunity. The dam was all sprint there, Muji's Empire. And like we said, we don't know a lot about Yes We Can, but interest off to an interesting start anyway. Maybe this $3,000 baby is going to get the better of the $50,000 baby and all the rest. And I'm definitely interested in messing around a bit with number four, What's Up, Brother. Let's move to a little later in the card. Oh, I'll take this opportunity to say, if you're looking for more, much more on this Monmouth card, we are going to have a show On the plus side, Mike Probosi and Eric Solomon are going to be going over these races, the later part of this card, in way more detail for Sunday. And then you can also read, you can read Eric's free analysis over at InTheMoneyPodcast.com. And if you want access to the plus side of things, check out InTheMoneyPodcast.com/plus. With that, let's move ahead, Double. And I think it was another maiden you wanted to talk about next. Race number 7, going a mile and a 16th on the turf. Is that right?
That's race 7 at Monmouth on the grass, going a mile and 16th. You know, this is the race I really like, the one, Adventurous Spirit. This is second off the layoff. It's second time Lasix as a 3-year-old. This is Todd Pletcher and company. Todd hasn't really run a lot of horses at Monmouth, but I like this horse. I like Bravo. I think Bravo's the best turf rider on the grounds. You know, he doesn't ride a lot, but he picks and chooses spots real well. So Adventurous Spirit will be the horse sitting on the rail, getting the trip. My other choice in the race, I mean, you got De La Cruz, Christopher Camont, shipping in from Belmont, but the horse was running that Gulfstream, run a decent second last time. You got Dylan Davis ships in the ride with Belmont being closed. And for my third pick, I was just going to take a fly here, an Arrow Speed. I like the connections, Avilia. The guy's 26% for the year. Horse could be stalking. It's a tapper by an Empire Maker man. So I'm all about 1-3-5, but I like the Pletcher horse a lot here.
Are you concerned at all about how ridiculously cold Pletcher has been nationwide? I pulled the stat yesterday. In the month of May, 3 for 56, two of the winners, less than 1-2 odds. I mean, this is Todd Pletcher. He's due to turn it around at any moment. He's obviously been unlucky at Monmouth with the 3 seconds. So, you know, maybe it's nothing and maybe he'll win 3, you know, tomorrow and this stat will seem ridiculous. But I have been pointing it out lately when people pick Pletcher horses. Do you get concerned when a barn gets that cold?
Absolutely. Absolutely concerned. I mean, Todd's my man. I love him. But from a handicapping gambler's point of view, the guy's ice cold. You know, maybe just the stock, maybe it's just bad time of the year. I don't know what it is, but the horse looks good on paper. I'm going to have to pick him. Yeah, they're overbet. That is true. So I'm going to catch 22 here. I could pick somebody else. I could pick the Clement. So I'll stick with Todd, and if he takes me down to the river, then I go in the river and jump. Okay.
I'm with De La Cruz as my top pick. Love this pedigree. Kitten's Joy on the top, Langford on the bottom, meaning that's the Danzig line. That's turf blood that I just absolutely love. And I thought the last race was pretty good and looks like a horse who's figuring things out and could be ready for a big effort here. And I do like Dylan Davis coming in for Clement. I'll throw out one long shot as well, more for underneath, but I'll use for a penny on top. The number 4 Villain I thought was a bit interesting. Has some good turf blood there. It's a Judmon family on the bottom and Smart Strike on the top. Look at it. Lucky, who's by Smart Strike on the top. Bit interesting. That Cameo Performance, who won the last race, was a good horse. The pace was really quick in there. I thought this horse just moved early. Impossible Post. I'm just going to put a line through that one. I think this one's worth another chance for Lindsey Schultz, who's been going pretty well this year. It'd be hard to get all the way to the win for Villain, but it wouldn't shock me, and one I'll definitely feather in underneath. 3-4 for me, 1-3-5 for Double in race number 7, which will bring us to our third and final race we're going to talk about on this free show from Monmouth Sunday, the day of the NHC qualifier, where you have to play in person if you want to play over at Monmouth Park. If you're interested, check out monmouthpark.com. Get in touch with Brian Skirka. If you have any trouble, reach out to me directly, inthemoneypodcast.com. The contact link on there goes directly to my email. Let's talk about this 8th race, Double. We're going a mile and 70 on the turf. Is this one, this is restricted to 3-year-olds, I think. So, it's all 3-year-olds in here. Which one do you want to focus on your tickets?
Well, race 8, if you look at the race, you got an ex-Pletcher horse, Justified. He paid St. Elias stable. They paid a lot of money for. Then you got a Good Magic, Todd Pletcher, they paid money for. Then you have an Uncle Mo. You have a City of Light. You have a Nyquist, they paid 3 and change. Then you have another one, Megalio, they paid 400. These guys are just shipping these horses all over the place from New York to go to Monmouth and try to get a win. Saying that, and we just went over this for about 3 minutes about Todd. I love Good Stone in here. I mean, this horse is by Good Magic. It's out of a Megal Diori mare. sprinted first time, stretches out 21%. Todd, when he does this, I know the guy's cold, but I'm going to go with him. I hope his suit, he keeps the tie in a little loose for a couple winners on Sunday. My second choice is a training you just mentioned. It's going to be a little bit of a price. The 3, PJ Song. I like this trainer. I don't know who she is. I know she does very well. This is a 30% move for a 180-day layoff, which your horse is off about 2 months. I like this horse. It's by Practical Joke, by an unbridled song mare. I think this horse is going to be right in there. Could win it at a price. And after that, I wasn't sure what to do with either Sequential or My G. I'll give Chad the third hole here with Sequential. You know, he paid $335. This horse won a 4-1. Zaz Blinkers didn't run a step, but you know, this is Monmouth, maybe a little weaker competition. So I'm all about 2, 3, 6. Todd, don't win this race. I got to wear a wig, Pete.
Well, I like that. That's very bold. Let's see. This sounds like this is your bet of the day when it comes to when it comes to this Monmouth card. I mean, I certainly get the horse. I was going to go in a different direction. I was going to go with Sequential. It's never easy debuting at a mile. I know the Chad Brown runners can do it, but just the fact that this one took money, I mean, ran for about a second in the middle of that race, obviously not very good. Did also have the excuse of being bumped at the start, maybe with a clean getaway, with that race under the belt, adding the blinkers, which is a move that's a positive for Chad. That was the one I was going to go with. I was hoping maybe with all these other runners who have to take money, you actually might get 3-1, 7-2 on that one. Yeah, just to pause on Lindsay for a second, for those that don't know, I've had the pleasure of knowing her for a while. She's trained some horses for our friends over at 10 Strike. She used to work, she used to be the manager of Glen Hill Farm in Ocala for another friend of the show in Craig Burnick. Has worked in the industry for a while and has done a really terrific job. You can see that, 19% winning percentage when you're not getting, the horses that the four biggest names in the business get. That's very impressive stuff. She does a great job, and I have no problem, and I will probably throw in, between my respect for you and my respect for her, I'm going to throw in number 3 in here, PJ Song, as a bit of a backup. While I have you, any early thoughts on the Belmont Stakes? You know, we got the news this week that Fierceness will not be competing. You know, obviously Sierra Leone back in there. You're going to have Seize the Gray, and it looks like Mystic Dan. Just curious if you have an early thought on where you're leaning in the Belmont at Saratoga, or if you're going to just wait for the PPs and take more of a wait-and-see approach.
I'm going to take a wait-and-see approach, but I think it's all about Chad Brown. That horse, instead of fixing him just to drop him logging in, he puts Prada, Gaff Leone to me is the Prada, not too far apart, but Pratt's really, really good, probably one of the best riders in the country. So I'm going to say Chad Brown will probably get the Belmont.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm seeing it. We did a top 5 video for YouTube that people can go check out. We're encouraging everybody to help spread the word about our YouTube channel and subscribe over there. It's a way you can really help the show. We're gunning to try to get to 9,000 subscribers by the Belmont. If anybody wants
good
to help.
Good job, Pete. That's very, very good. You guys do a great job, you and John.
Thanks, buddy.
If I may say one thing.
Please.
Sometimes you get hungry when you're down by mom and talk, sure. So yeah. I would say nobody's done this. I just do it because I know the guy and I play poker with him. Mikey Z owns All Seasons Diner.
Good.
Come on down and eat in town. It's probably the best diner you ever ate in your life. Come on in. I'll make him treat you. Maybe get a little discount on the bill. We do our best.
Mention Double D at the All Seasons Diner. I got to get that. I go every year this day. It's one of these things. It's bittersweet, right? I miss going. But Perrin has a big show this weekend, and she's got her dress rehearsal today, and we got to run some lines, and I got to do some daddy duty. So I'll be watching, supporting Drew Coatney, who's playing in the Pick Your Prize contest. But this will be the first. I mean, I guess I missed for the pandemic, but other than the pandemic years, I've been on a real nice streak of getting to Pick Your Prize. If I were going down, I would definitely check out the diner. But next time, I'm sure I'll get there before this meet is over. We'll have to go and check it out.
Yeah, we'll go check it out, and I'll make sure Mike picks up the bill for me and you.
For the plug.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was mentioning about the YouTube video just to say that we've had Sierra Leone as our number one Belmont. And I think that's who I'm going to end up. It's not super. I'm not going to win any points for creativity, but I think I'm going to row in with you and stick with him. We'll see. I'll be doing a write-up of every horse. Be doing a bunch of write-ups this week, actually, for our friends over at attheraces.com. That'll be fun. But Double, we're just about out of time on this quickie show. We wanted to get into these races on Sunday. Again, more free coverage of Monmouth Sunday and every day they run in themoneypodcast.com. And check out the Plus Show with Mike and Eric as well. Double, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Pistol Pete. And I'll see you next week. Let's get some winners and get the followers fill their pockets up.
That is the plan, my friend. All right, for Double D, for our friends at Monmouth, especially Brian Skirka, and for everybody out there listening, I'm Peter Thomas Fornatel. May you win all your photos.